com. This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday. Chilly Wednesday, as I am every Wednesday. It's not always chilly every Wednesday, but it is today.
You're just too cool.
Thank you, Dave. Checks in the mail. 9:07 here in the morning, and we got lots to talk about. We'll have Wamego USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek USD 323 Superintendent Kevin Logan in. They're actually here right now. Gary County USD 475 Executive Director of Communications Matt Droege is in. We'll also talk to Mary Beth Kiefer with the Breadbasket. We'll close things out. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, give us a call, 785-537-1350. But right now, it's time to talk some schools. Got a new one for you guys. Let me turn you on. Or have I had this one with you guys?
No, I think this is new. A new one.
All right.
I think I prefer this one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's had good reviews, good response. Well, schools and a lot of different topics have filled the news today. And, I mean, what are we going to talk about, guys? What did you guys do last night? Anything kind of boring?
Oh, no? I know in Rock Creek we watched the bond election.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about that.
The bond did pass last night, about 60%, 40%. So we will move forward with some growing facilities in our district, and just real excited about that.
And were you surprised with that result? Is that kind of what you guys expected?
You know, I really don't know. I can't say I was surprised, but I can't say it's exactly what I expected either. I knew there were some strong feelings on both sides of the issue as far as the location of the building, more so probably the overall expense of the bond and what it means to our taxpayers. But, you know, I think it's a good investment that our patrons have put into our schools and into our children, and real excited about that.
And I guess just remind any of our listeners who may be just getting in their car or whatever and tuning in, if you can just kind of give a – just a quick summary of the bond, what it's going to entail.
Yes, the items that it entails is the creation of a 5th through 8th grade middle school that will be located, again, about halfway between St. George and Westmoreland out on the Rock Creek campus. And in doing that, we'll alleviate some crowding situations down at St. George Elementary School by moving the 5th and 6th graders out of there and give us some more building options up at Westmoreland. Where we're not necessarily tight with students, but we're tight with classroom space by moving the 5th and 6th grade out of that building. It also allows Rock Creek to grow. Right now, our smallest classes in our elementary levels, and it will be moving 7th and 8th grade out of the junior-senior high school. So by building one building, we've created spaces in all three. And that was the lion's share of the bond project. There's some smaller areas, no less important. We're adding on a technology education center on the backside of the vocational ag building. That'll be kind of a convertible space where we can bring materials in and out to use with our students to give them different industrial technology experiences. It'll have a drafting classroom in there. It will also have a regular classroom in there along with a large lab space. And then lastly will be a facility that will house district storage and maintenance plus a new district office, which will allow us to centralize all of our district directors plus obviously superintendent and clerk and the rest of our staff.
This is Kevin Logan with USD 323. That bond issue passed with 721 votes to 496 against. All those results, by the way, of all the local elections on our website, newsradiokman.com. Also here with Tim Winter of Wamego. And Tim, you guys had a bond issue that passed. Was that last year or 2 years ago?
Last year, yes. We were in the same situation that Kevin is in this year. We added facilities, or we're in the process of adding facilities, yes. But our bond passed last November. And so yesterday I was thinking of Kevin and thinking of, you know, 1 year ago today, we were in the same situation, closely watching the results with our bond committee. And thankfully, it came out favorable for us. So congratulations to Kevin, to everyone at Rock Creek, and to all their students. It'll be a tremendous improvement for their students and communities.
All the bond issues, all those sort of issues passed last night. Were you guys expecting that just kind of almost clear across the board, those type of issues passing?
The 1% sales tax, I think, was a big one. I think that is a wonderful thing for Pottawatomie County. And if we're on Wamego alone, benefits greatly from that, just quality of life and safety improvements and things of that nature. So, I'm excited for the county that passed, and I think it will definitely provide some long-range planning to take place, because now it's in place for another 10 years, and just allow the funds to just make general improvements and plan projects that just make our communities better places for people to live, better places for people to move to, and safer environments for all of us.
And for either of you to answer, what do you think this says of the electorate right now, as far as passing all those issues like they have? What do you think the message is, I guess?
There's a lot of optimism for the future. I think people understand that within our regional area, it's growing. It's going to continue to grow for quite some time, it appears. And just a lot of optimism and a lot of good progressive mindset.
Mm-hmm. Tim, your thoughts?
I would agree with Kevin. Yeah, I just think it's a growing progressive area. We all realize that Manhattan is not the same community it was 5-10 years ago. It's just much different, and both Raleigh and Pottawatomie counties are feeling the effects of that, and we just want to provide a great environment for people to live and raise families in. And so, yeah, it's just a positive win-win for everyone, I believe.
And when we're talking about these bonds and more importantly, I guess, general obligation bonds, I guess for anybody can kind of confuse about what that really means and the mechanics of what a bond really is and how it works, either whoever wants to kind of maybe explain and simplify that for listeners.
In a lot of ways, it's a lot like a homeowner getting a mortgage. We are going to sell bonds, which is basically taking out a loan, and we will pay that back over the next 25 years, and there will be interest that is paid back to the people who are groups who purchase those bonds. Exactly how those will be marketed at this point, we're one day after the election, so I don't know when those will come up for sale on our end. But the bonds will mature in 25 years. They will roll into our current bonds that we're paying on. We have debt yet from the elementary school at St. George, that when there was a bond passed in 2007 and then again in 2012 to increase the size of that building, those are still being paid on, but it'll be wrapped together to try to keep the mill levy, once it increases after this initial sale, flat for about the next 25 years.
One thing that I thought was interesting, on top of all these bond issues being passed, including Blue Valley Randolph, theirs passed with 247 votes for and 185 against. That one kind of surprised me just a little bit, just thinking about Riley County School District. I believe that was last year. Didn't they have a bond issue? And it was voted down. I think that was last year.
I don't remember if Riley County had one last year. I do know that Blue Valley passed theirs. Mm-hmm. I think there's I don't want to say a sense of urgency, but a sense of understanding in the way that the new state funding formula for schools came about. And they're limiting the amount of new bonds each year the state is to the dollar amount that was expired the previous year. So there's very much a cap on that, and people did not want to basically go back into the queue, because I know there's at least one district right now waiting to be allowed to put their bond to a ballot because there's not enough cap room with this year's budget.
Did either your school districts have any school board member elections?
We did.
Yes.
If you want to go over those real quick.
Sure. We had four positions open. We had two current board members run again, and they both won handily, Anna Nippert and Carol Fike. We had two other board members who chose not to run, and up in the Westmoreland area, Don Henry ran in that district and was elected. And we have in the southwest corner of our district, we had 11 write-in votes cast, and I haven't heard yet who the winner was on that write-in vote. So when I get back to the office, I'll be calling the county clerk to find out who won that election.
And Tim?
Yes, in Wamego, we had three positions that were on the ballot, or on the ballots in the different districts. District 4, Corey Meyer, was the one candidate that ran in District 4, and he's going to replace Amy Schwein. In District 5, Rob Petty, who is a current board member, ran again, and against he was unopposed, so Rob retains that position. And in District 6, Rob Adams' position, we had two people running. Cheryl Wooler defeated Brian McBride. And, you know, it's just a shout-out to anyone that's a current board member or someone that's considering running for the school board. That is probably the most noble civic duty you could volunteer for. It's an unpaid position. It's a thankless job, but it means so much to communities and school districts to have people that have that passion and desire to do what they can to help schools improve and make the best environment for our students.
Couldn't agree more on that, Tim. You mentioned that those are unpaid positions, and you're in the spotlight in those positions. If you know, sometimes I've covered a lot of high school sports, especially back in my newspaper days, and you'd always kind of hear from parents every once in a while. If you're a school board member, I can't imagine how many times you're hearing from parents and, you know, involving yourselves in those relationships and how stressful that could be from time to time.
We hear from our school board members. They get their ears bent frequently. There are so many positive things that come out of it as well. So many great things that occur in our school districts that they just gotta remember. If we sat down and started making a list of all the great things going on in our districts and put that up against the negative things that happen, the negative phone calls, the disgruntled parents or families, the positives far outweigh the negatives, and we just got to keep striving to do better.
All right, let's go ahead and go to our first break of the hour, and we'll come back and talk more with Wamego USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter, Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan, right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.